Welcome back. If you did not get a chance to listen to my last episode where I talked about rejection, go ahead and take a look at it. Check it out. I have a few other episodes as well. As soon as you click on one of them, the rest should show up through the link on my bio in my Grow My Soul page. So for today's topic, it's going to be geared towards all my single ladies. Cue the Beyonce, a single lady song. I'm going to talk about how to set standards for yourself and your future partners in just a few easy steps, and I'm going to give you guys some insight into how I did it and some examples, and let's get straight into it. All right, so I narrowed it down to really three things that I did that helped me. And just as a disclaimer, everyone will have different expectations of what their future looks like or what they would like it to be, and you know, everyone has different likes as well. These are just things that worked for me that I did, but you can always customize it and gear it more towards your personal preferences and your personal lifestyle. All right. So the first thing is that I did was to figure out what type of partner I wanted. So a lot of the times I will have conversations with girls and I'll ask them, if we're talking about guys, I'll ask them like, oh, what kind of guy do you want? And surprisingly, most of the time they say they don't know. They don't know what kind of characteristics they want their partner to have, nothing. So I think that that's really critical to have, and I'll explain why. So what I did was that when I took the time to figure out what type of man I wanted, I wrote a list. And this idea actually came from my sister-in-law, because she told me, hi Michelle, if you're listening, by the way, I love you. She told me that she wrote a list before she met my brother, that she wrote a list of the characteristics of the man that she wanted. And then my brother just happened to be every single thing on that list. So I was a lot younger. I want to say maybe 15 or 16 years old when I wrote this list. And I just sat down and I said, okay, what are the characteristics that I want? And so for me, I put some of them were to have a sense of humor, to be a family man, to have a passion for something, to be romantic, and just I wrote down to the T. I did not write specifics of the looks. I don't think I did. I still have it, by the way, you guys. I still have this list. It's at my dad's house in all my storage stuff. So maybe when I go home, I can find it so I can post it for you guys. But I just mainly obviously focused on the characteristics of the partner that I wanted. And then I wrote it down and I just tucked it away, and then that was it. So here's the thing with this list. If you guys remember in my Goal Digger podcast, I talked about writing down your goals, because it gives you a more specific vision and to be very specific. It's the same type of thing, but in this case, it's for your partner. And by writing them down, I think that's what gives you the vision of like, okay, I do want this kind of partner. This is who I see myself being with. And write it down, every single thing down. And that's what I did. And this was way before I met my fiance, but I think that by writing it down, I always kind of remembered, okay, yeah, that is the type of man that I wanted. Another reason that this list was very helpful and can be very helpful to you is because it's going to, one, help you learn what you want and what you're looking for in your partner, which will in turn protect you and keep you from entertaining men or any partners that are just going to be a distraction, because they're clearly not what you want, but it's just maybe you're distracted in the moment. Maybe it's a season that you feel lonely and you just want company. So by having this list, you're always going to remember that this is what you want. So anybody that comes into your life and they don't even meet half of those things, you just won't give them the time of day, because you know what you want now. So you can't really work for something or expect to have something when you don't even know what you want. So this list, I typed it out too, you guys, in very good Karina style. I typed this list out and I think the title, I made it like my dream man, or I don't know, something corny, but that's when I really realized what type of partner I wanted. All right, the second thing. Now, before I get into it, you might not be someone that believes in God or believes in any religion or identifies with any religion or any of that. I definitely believe in having a relationship with God, and that just, stems from different personal experiences I've had and, all of that. So I'm very strong in my faith, and I believe that this second thing is really what made the difference for me. And I think that without this, I wouldn't have the fiance that I have now. And this was to pray. So when I am saying, like, okay, yeah, I prayed for my man, which I think everyone genuinely should pray for your future partner, I don't mean like get on your knees and pray for 30 minutes every single day and make it, like this whole thing. No, my prayers were more of casual prayers, but daily casual prayers. So I already would talk to God and still do like every day. I'll be doing something and in my head, I'm just talking to God. So I'm like, okay, like thank you, God, for this day. If I see people that are either like in a car accident or someone that looks like they need help, I'll just say a quick prayer for them in my head and keep on moving with my day. So it was type something like that. So what I would do is in college, I began to really firmly pray for my future man. And after I wrote the list, I would think about it and I would pray over the list, but it was very rare. It wasn't like something that I was doing every single day. But in college, I really had this feeling of I want to pray for my partner. So my last year of college, I began to firmly pray for my future man. And I did not know, mind you, I did meet my fiance while I was still in college, but I didn't even know of him when I started doing these prayers. I didn't even know him that it was going to be him specifically and or none of that, okay? So I started to pray. So the way that I would pray is I would come back. So for example, one day I would come back from class to my apartment. And I would clean. I was cleaning, just cleaning out the room, and I would pray. And I would just say, here's my day, and praying about my day. And then I would pray for my man. And I would say, Lord, I just want to pray for my future man. I pray that he's having a good day. I pray that you're preparing his heart and his mind so that the day that we meet, that we can both be whole and come together. And I would just pray for him. And it was crazy because the feelings that I would feel were so, I was so hopeful after praying for him. And I was just, it felt so good because it felt like my faith was so strong because I was already almost speaking it into existence, but in a way of faith. And so I would also tell God, like, thank you, Lord, already in advance for this man that you about to bless me with. Woo! And little did I know the whole time. And it's just insane, you guys, because certain prayers that I prayed were so specific, and God literally brought me the man and fulfilled those exact specific things. There was one thing that I prayed for, well, a few, but one of the things that I prayed for, and I even prayed it, but I still doubted it when I said it. And it was kind of like, Lord, I pray that you bless me with this type of man. And I kind of just said, but the chances of that happening are like, slim to none. And I left it at that. And little did I know that that God really did bless me with that and more. Because he already knows what we want. He knows our wants in our lives. But he just happened to, he over succeeded with meeting my expectations that I had for what I thought was going to be my future man. And then he brought my fiance into my life. And of course, this man was every single thing on that dang list that I wrote years before. And it felt so good to know I prayed for this man. Like, I prayed for you. I prayed you into my life. Obviously, the Lord has the last say, but I prayed for you. So that was the second thing that I did was I prayed. Clearly, I got very excited on this last point. I get very passionate when I speak, so sometimes my tone gets a little crazy. So my final thing is to really just prepare to be the partner that your dream partner deserves. And I know I've talked briefly about this in one of my other episodes, but it's just so important to really work and develop and improve yourself. Because when we do that, that's when we're going to allow these people that are meant to be in our lives to come into our lives. When you focus on, don't fo like when you focus on being the type of person that your dream partner will want to have, as opposed to focusing on where's my dream partner? I'm this years old. I should have been married 3 years ago. When you stop focusing on that and you start focusing on how you can be better and how you can make sure that you're prepared so that when this person does come into your life, you can confidently say, I've been waiting for you and I'm ready for this. So stop focusing on what you don't have. Focus on what you do have, which is you, where you are now. Analyze the different areas in your life that you can work on and that you know you need to work on. And if you don't know, ask the people closest to you. And trust me, they'll tell you a little thing or two of where you can improve. And it's just, honestly, you shouldn't even want to be better for someone. You should just want to be a better person overall for yourself, because you should just love and respect yourself that much. But honestly, if having a future partner is what motivates you, then I'm all for that. Like, that's so amazing to be able to say that that's your motivation. And there's different ways you can prepare. There's obviously, you're going to adapt to what your lifestyle is. Everybody has different opinions and personal preferences and all of that good stuff, which is awesome. So you just have to kind of figure out what things you want to work on. So for me, it was things I want to work on and wanted to work on was I wanted to make sure that I learned how to cook, because I knew that I would want to do majority of the cooking in my household, the cleaning, managing, learning to manage finances. And a lot of this really did come as well more when we were actually together and I already had my partner. You still will continue to learn, so the learning will never end. But it's just awesome to at least prepare with the basics and prepare yourself so that you just genuinely feel better. And you can, when someone is focusing not on bringing this person in, but on you just being the person that that person will want, they will come into your life. And they will come into your life when you least expect it, when you're focused on your own thing and you are just going in the right direction. Trust me, the opportunities will start to come into your life when you are least looking for them and least expecting them. All right, so those were the three things that I did that I strongly believe helped bring my fiance into my life. And everybody will have different results, and everybody has different things that they believe are important in their life. But this was just something that I experienced that really helped me, and I hope that maybe one of these things can help you. Even if you just write the list, that will be very helpful, because you will know what you want. But if you guys have any other suggestions or things that maybe you've tried or you've done, or if you guys have any feedback on my episodes, please let me know. And I know that my episodes are not perfect, and I know that when I share things that I might not share them the perfect way or the correct way. I know my editing is not perfect, but I genuinely am trying, and I will get better with time. And I just hope that you feel like you are getting quality episodes and realness from me. So thank you guys so much for listening. I will see you on our next episode. Bye.